Okay, we are on Daf Zayin. This week's year sponsored by Tova and Michael Fruchtel is Eich Anishmas David Meir Ben Harav Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today. Tana Rabbana. So we're now going to talk about Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was cholik on the klal that we had before, that Ayotze min Atar Tar, right? Whatever comes after Tar is Tar, Rav Shimon says no. Right, Tana Rabbana, we're doing a brisa, to that effect. Rachel sheyalda min Eis, I guess a you. That was born from a sheep, or a sheep that was ever aged, Yaldam in a Rachel, Tatura min a Bechora. It's Pater min a Bechora, because it's not, it's not like the mother. But, Im Yesh Bo Mitzas Simonim, if it has Mitzas Simonim, then it's similar to the mother, then it's Chayavas within the Bechora. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, no, it's not sufficient that it has Mitzas Simonim. Simonim here are not like the Kana and Desha. Simonim just means that it looks more similar to the mother, or I think the mother. It has to have its head and most of its body, the majority of its body, similar to the mother. So now the Gemara, so we have the Shita from Rav Shimon, who says that in order to be Chayiv in Bechora, you have to have this concept of Rosh of Arubo. What about the Din Lagabe Achila? So Yiboy Luhum, they asked the Shaiwa, Lachila, mi boy Rav Shimon Rosh of Arubo Olo. For Achila, does Rav Shimon need Rosh of Arubo? Chachamim clearly don't need Rosh of Rubo or any Mitzvah Simonim for Achilah, so they say Kol Yotzim Natar Tar. But here we have Rav Shimon, who said you need Rosh of Rubo in order to be Chayav in Bechora. Does he also need Rosh of Rubo in order to permit you to eat this offspring, or is a lower level of similarity sufficient? So, Gemara explains. Le'inin Bechora, when it comes to Bechora, he needs Rosh of Rubo maybe, because the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shor. So Bechor Shor is mashma that you don't have the Din Bechora, Ad Shehu, Shor u'bechoro shor. So it, the mother, is a shor, and bechoro, the vlad, is a shor. You have to have both. Aval achila, but by achila, maybe you don't need rosh of arubo, and it'll be enough to just mix us simonim, because it says, gamal, who the right, it says the gamal you're not allowed to eat, who the amrachman the asir. Only a gamal, a full-fledged gamal, is asir. Ha, but a vlad, and I guess it's similar in mix us simonim, but ha, right, ha ishtani midamash, this thing which is not exactly like a gamal, because it looks a little bit like the mother, which is a kosher animal, shapir dami, you would be mufta to eat maybe. Odil maloshna, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. Maybe bein b'chora, bein heter achila, you would have to require rosh of ruba. What's the story with Rav Shimon? Again, the question is, we're trying to prove, does Rav Shimon require rosh of ruba in order to be matir, this offspring, v'achila? So tashma, we're going to bring a raya. Right, the raya here is going to be that Rav Shimon says that you need rosh of ruba. Okay, so we have the following verse that says, Behema Tahora, right, you have a kosher animal, Shal Yolda Min Behema Tameya Asur Bachila. The Behema Tahora gave birth to an animal that appears to be like a Behema Tameya, it's Asur Bachila. So right away we know the verse is according to the Shita of Shimon. If it's according to Chamim, it would be Mutter, because they would say Yotzim Atar Tar. But here we're saying that it's Asur Bachila, that's Rav Shimon. But the verse continues, Yindome Rosh Berubo, if the offspring is similar to the mother, in Rosh of Arubo, right? In Zoma Rosh of Arubo, the Imo, Chayev Bechora. You Chayev the Bechora. Okay, so see the price sort of switches from Achila to Bechora. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, you see from here, La Achila Nami by Rabbi Shimon Rosh of Arubo. He says that it means both. When it says Rosh of Arubo, it goes on both. Because he's open with Achila, he finishes with Bechora, so the Rosh of Arubo is talking about both. As long as you have Rosh of Arubo. So you need you have to have Rosh of Arubo. If you have Rosh of Arubo, you chayev bechora, and also if you have Rosh of Arubo, then you're mutter to eat it. But anything less, dissimilar, not as similar as Rosh of Arubo, you would not be permitted to eat it. So the Gemara says, well, bechora tafka. No, look at the raisa that just says, Rosh of Arubo, you know, chayev bechora. It only applies to a bechora. So maybe you don't need Rosh of Arubo, legabe afila. The Gemara says, dekanami, you can also make a deal, you can prove that from the wording of the Brisa, the Kashakul Achila, originally it starts talking about Achila, moves away from Achila, the Kamli Bechora, and then talking about Bechora. So it's not talking about Achila. It's clearly talking about Bechora. Shmanina, you see from here, the Bechora who debay, and only the Gabe, the din of whether you chayiv in Bechor, do you need Rosh of Arubo. Right, the Bechora who debay Rav Shimon Rosh of Arubo, Aval Achila, which the Brisa started and then moved away, lo, you don't need Rosh Arubo. It would be enough if you had Mitzvah Simonim, a lower level, a lower threshold of similarity. The Gemara says, no, maybe I'll go the other way. The Olam Eimalach, I'll say L'Achila Nami Boy. Maybe Achila also you need Rosh Arubo. Aye, so why the Gemara switched from Achila to Bechor? So the Gemara is going to say, I had to switch to Bechor to teach you that Bechor is even a bigger kiddush, because you would have thought that Bechor needs complete similarity.
So that's why the Mishnah talks about Bechor. The Brisa talks about Bechor. The Lachil Nami Bayi. Ubechor, it's if the Brisa had a switch and mentioned specifically Bechor, why? Sakatayta Kamina, you would have thought, hold the Sib, Ach Bechor Shor, just Bechor Shor. You would think, Achi Hu Shor, Ubechor Shor, and Lo Tisge Le, Rosh of Rubo Adi Gakuli. You would need complete similarity in order for it to be Chayiv in Bechor, because of the Tosh Bechor Shor. Therefore, the Brisa specifically tells me, Kamash Malan, that you don't need that, rather than either records from Shimon, that's enough if you have Rosh of Rubo. But maybe that also applies to Achila. So basically, the Brisa is unclear whether it can be a Raya or not. So if the Brisa can interpret it one way or another, you cannot use it as a Raya. So we still have the question, does Rabbi Shimon require Rosh of Rubo in order to be Matir Achila? The Gemara continues. Tashma, I'll bring you another Brisa. It is the bright. This brings a pasuk in Vayikra Perikid Aleph. It says, "Ach ezel lo tzochlu mimalei hageira u'mafusei haparsa." Even this, you may not eat from that which chews its cud and has the split hoofs. Es hagamal, the camel, you may not eat. Right? The pasuk continues, "Ki malei geirahu," because it chews its cud. Right? It's a ruminant. U'parsa einu mafris tamehu lacher, but it doesn't have split hooves. Therefore, it's tameh. You're not permitted to eat it. So, what is that? This gamal is iata ochel. You may not eat it. Avalata ochel habab siman echad. But you may eat. We see this in the pasuk, but the price is mindarshening that you're permitted to eat a camel that looks similar to its mother, that is a calf, right? Avalata ochel habab siman echad. If it has one simon that's similar to the mother, that who's a tar animal, even if it looks like a gamal, which is a tame animal, you're allowed to eat it. The Ezezeh, and what is that? Zeh habav is simon echad. This is one that has simon echad. The Ezezeh habav is simon echad. Sorry, what is considered? The Brisa said habav is simon echad. What is considered habav is simon echad? Again, it's not karnei besha. It's thought that's cool. We're in Makoros now. Talking about something else. The Ezezeh habav is simon echad. Zeh tamei. This is a tamei, right? Which is the gamal. It looks like a gamal, so it's a tamei. So right away, you know you're in Shikra Rav Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Chachamim, you would say this is a tar, because it's called Yosef a tar. So it's a tamei, hanolad min hatar. Right? It's a tamei, it's a camel, that's born from a kosher animal. The iburo, right? The iburo, and it became pregnant, min hatar. And it became pregnant, meaning it's an offspring of a tar father and a tar mother, and it comes out like a camel, and it's similar to simon echad to the mother, you're permitted to eat it. Yachal, right, so you see the sheet, right, you see the Rav Shimon. We're talking about, it's Tamei, we're talking about his sheet, he says Simon Echad. So all you need is Simon Echad to eat it. So Yachol Afilo Iburo Min HaTamei, maybe even you'd be permitted to eat it if the father was a Tamei, so somehow it was a camel that had relations with a cow, and then they gave birth to a camel that's a little similar to the mother. I don't know, the zoologists have to see whether this is actually possible, which I don't believe it is. But Afilo Iburo Tamei Tamaloma, therefore the pasuk says, Sex of him, the Se'izim. Achie Ovid Keves, the Imo Kivsa. It says Ksavim in the plural, so both of them have to be a Keves, both of them have to be a kosher animal. That's Divrei Rav Yeshua, that if the offspring looks like a Tamei offspring from kosher parents, both parents have to be kosher. The offspring only has to be similar to the mother, B'Simon Echad, and it's for them to eat. That's going to be the Raya, that Rav Shimon is going to go through into Rav Yeshua is holding like Rav Shimon. But the Brisa continues, Rabbi Lezer says, no, you Rabbi Shua, now learn the Pasuk to tell me that the Pasuk has come to teach me only of law that's born from a mother and a father who are both tar. Lezer says, the Pasuk can't be teaching that. Lo ba kosev lahatris hamutter. I mean, that's going up from Svara. Why is the Pasuk come to give me a chiddush that when I already know, I can figure out myself as mutter, is mutter. Kosher animal, offspring, looks like the mother. What's the problem? What's the shayla? So he says, no, Ella, Lahosif alamotah. The pasuk is coming to add a fiddish. The ezazeh, and what would that fiddish be? It's tamei hanolad min hatahor. It's this camel that looks like the cow a little bit, born from the cow. The iburo min hatamei, but the mother became pregnant from a non kosher animal. And the Gemara says, oh, you know, or maybe it's like you say, Ella iburo min hatahor. Maybe it has to come from a kosher father as well. Tamaloma, therefore the pasuk says, Shor sex of him, v'set izim mikol makom. It says said twice. The lashon of set is twice, which teaches me that every vlad that comes from a mother that's a teves or an aid, it's mutter b'achila, even if the father is not from a kvasim or even. So you see from here, according to the Rav Shua, is like Rav Shimon. Rav Shua calls the animal tameh, and yet he says all you need is siman echad. So that answers the question from Shimon. Rav Shimon holds in order to eat this offspring, you only need similarity to mixa. You don't need Rosh Hashanah. That answers the question. Marsha says no. Well, let's finish the inside. Kari le tameh, the bride calls it tameh. So that's Rav Shimon. That goes like Shimon. V'kamar, and it says, "Ochel habav siman echad." You can eat it with one siman. That should be our answer. Marsha says no. High tana so like kavasu bechadu poli bechadu. No, Yeshua holds like Rav Shimon in one aspect, but not in the other aspect. He holds like Rav Shimon legabe the fact that the tameh hanol and atar is usur b'achila, and poli lebechadu. Rav Shimon is going to permit you to eat it if it's similar to siman echad. Sorry, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say you're permitted to eat it if it's similar to Siman Echad, whereas Rav Shimon could still say, you're right, ain't nothing on me, but I think you need Rosh of the Rubo. Rabbi Yeshua holds that theme in one aspect, saying that it is not kosher. He doesn't know Kol Yotzim in a car, but he has a lower level of similarity, which would permit you to eat this offspring. The Gemara says, V'ika the Makshi Mosif. Some learn this Shakla Tari that we just had, this Raya and this reputation, and based off of a question. The question is as follows. What do we say? The Bryce said, Yachal afil iburo min hatameh. That a kosher animal had relations with a non-kosher animal, and that's how the offspring came. The Gemara says, how is that possible? Umi ma'abra. Is it possible for a behemoth Torah to become impregnated from a behemoth Tameya? Come, Rabbi Shuban Levi. Doesn't Rabbi Shuban Levi say, lo'olam ein mis'aberes, you cannot, it's physiological impossible, to become pregnant, lo tameya min hatahor, tameya to a tahor, lo tahor min hatameh, it doesn't work. Lo gasa min hadakah, a big animal from a small animal, lo daka min hagasa, lo behema min hachaya, lo chaya min behema. You have to have the same, you have to be the same, I guess, whatever, zoological species in order to become pregnant. Chutz rebelezu machlukato, the only exemption is what we learned in Chul and Afayin Tess, where David Isab also was beno by a koi. Over there, the writer says that the machlokas is what type of a koi that was born from a tayish or behema, and they say that the koi can become pregnant from the behema. But in all other cases, you can't have it. So what did our writer say? The tameya, the tahora gave birth from relations with the tameh, with the tameh. That's impossible. It's not possible. So now the Gemara is going to Rav Yirmiyah is going to come. They hear Rav Yirmiyah is going to come and save us. Rav Yirmiyah is going to come and explain the Braisa, and based on this explanation, we'll have a Raya to Rav Shimon, and then we'll refute the Raya for Rav Shimon. On Rav Yirmiyah, what's the case? The Iabar Mikalut Ben Parah. It's in the Rashi. On Rav Yirmiyah, it's towards the bottom. Hai Ibur Min HaTameh De Ka'amar. What's the case where the cow became impregnated by a tummy animal? Hai Nushinis Abra Min HaKalut. You have the father. Hey, listen. The father is the offspring of a kosher of two kosher cows, but it is born without split hooves. So it's still a cow, but it's called tummy. So right away we're going from Shimon. It's tummy because it doesn't have simon kashrus. And then va'aliba of Shimon karli tummy. Rashi says called tummy. Ubino. Now this cow. It impregnates a regular cow, and now we have the offspring. So the offspring was from a tameh and a tahor. Ubino mutter im domali ima b'simon echad. The offspring is going to be mutter so long as the simon echad similar to the mother. Amal achila boy Rav Shimon rosh v'rubo. You see, for achila, Rav Shimon does not require rosh v'rubo. Because we have this tameh animal. What's the tameh animal means? It's a second generation of a regular cow, but in itself does not have simon kashrus. It impregnates a cow. That offspring, I guess, now has the possibility of looking like the father, but also having being colored. But as long as it has similarities to the mother, it's permitted. That's a raya that Rav Shimon is going to hold that a non-kosher, that the non-kosher offspring of the kosher animal only has to be similar to mitzvah simanim. It doesn't need rosh v'rubo. The Gemara answers again, no. Hai tana sabrei kavasei. This time, the whole of Shimon in one aspect, meaning that a yotzei min tahor is not tahor. It has to have some sort of similarity to the mother. But it's holding from Shimon something else, meaning this time of hold that you only need mitzvah simanim, and Rabbi Shua can hold, and Rabbi Shimon will hold that you need rosho virubo. So now, Gemara digresses for a moment. The Maimra, now are you telling me, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Zev is a Gorim Mutter, that Rabbi Lezer holds that Zev is a Gorim Mutter. Why is the Zev is a Gorim over here? I have the offspring of the father and the mother. The father is not kosher. We're in the Shita of Rav Shimon. So the father is not kosher, and the mother is kosher, and the offspring, we're saying, according to Rabbi Lezer, we're saying, it's kosher. That's supposed to come and teach us. So that's Zev is a Gorim. Us are going to get together. Right? So Rabbi Lezer says, Zev is a Gorim Mutter. Right, Rashi says, there's a gorm, ha-heteva isra gorm l'zesh yavo, hu tamei v'imo tahora. Hu, the ches, what's that ches? Hu, aviv tamei, changes hu to aviv, that's how we learned it. The father is tamei, the mother's tahora, the offspring is tahora, there's a gorm is mutter. That can't be, because, right, the name of the, because, kol torakulim, so we see the opposite, which is the problem. The name of the Rilatus Savar Zev Zagor Mutta or Rishua Savar Zev Zagor Asr, but Ha'if Kosher Mir Luhu. We learn the opposite. What's the case? Vlad Trefa. Let's say I have an animal that the mother was a Trefa, but the father is completely fine. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Lo Yikr Vagabi Mizbeach. You can't bring it as a korba on the Mizbeach, because since the mother's a Trefa, even though the father is Shalim, nevertheless, it was created via both of them. And it's possible Mizbeach, because Zev is a Gorim, because it has its din of a Trefa. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Yikar v'gav Mizbeach, because he says Zev is a Gorim is Mutter. But in our case, we see the complete opposite. So what's going on? So the more answer is, Ba'alma, really, Kol Tor Kulo, Son Rabbi Lezer, Zev is a Gorim Aser. He really holds that Zev is a Gorim Aser. Our case is an exception. Why is our case an exception? Meshani Hakla, our case is different. In Cain, if in our case we would say Zev is a Gorim, is usher, meaning if in our case a vlad tame who is born, a vlad tame means it looks like the cow, like the camel, who's born from a behemoth Torah, meaning an animal that looks good, and the father is a tame, if that would be usher lechila until, and you need the father to also look tahor, nichtov kra, the pasuk should have said sech savim the izim. Why does the pasuk say seth Ksavim the Se'izim, Lamali. Why is that said twice? Shema Amina, Semikol Makom. It's a Semikol Makom, no matter what, that if it's Nolad from an Ein Tahora, it's Mutter, even if the father is a Tame. Again, Tame here means that it is the offspring of two Tahor animals, but in itself looks like a Gamal, in that it's Kalut, because a Tame cannot impregnate a Tahor. So Rabbi Shua, Amar Rabbi Shua says no, but Alma Gorim Mutter. Normally, in every case, Zev is a Gorim Mutter. What's the exception in our case? The Hakka, in our case, why do I say Zev is a Gorim is Aser? In Cain, if in our case Zev is a Gorim is supposed to be Mutter, Lift of Kra, the Pasuk should be written, Shor Kesev Eitz. Ksavim Eizim, what does it say, plural? Ksavim Eizim. Lamalishma Minashi, Ovid Kebes Imoksa. It has to be both. They both have to be a Kebes. They both have to be an Eiz. That's why it's written in plural, to read that both of them have to be completely tahar. So really they hold the opposite of what they hold here, but they hold it here because they have different drashos from the psukim. So now we still have the original question. Rav Shimon says, he argues with the Chachamim, he doesn't hold the kol yotzim natar tahar. He says in order to be chayef b'chora, it has to be similar to the mother, rosh v'rubo. What about the gabi achila? In order to eat this offspring, do you need rosh v'rubo similarity, or even a lesser level of just zoma lo b'mixa simanim? Tashma, I'm going to bring a brisa now, which is a clear raya. I never understood it. Maybe he would... No. Forget about that. Achilo, just eat it.
Yeah, so what else
is
the
question.
Who? What else do you have to be talking about
besides Achilo? By Bakor, he said...
He's a mom.
No, but then you have to do it, but you have Bakor, you have to be told there, then. It's not for us in Mizbeah, and that's for us in Mizbeah. It's not part of the Mizbeah, but it's still not a Bukhor. Let's say it's not a Mum. Maybe it's not why is it a Mum.
What else is it?
I'll say the question. You have other Bukhor. You have
this animal comes out. I don't know exactly what it is. It doesn't look like its mother.
I can't treat this animal. I can't treat this animal as a regular Kulin then. This is just because it's not part of the Mizbeah.
Does it sound
like
a Mizbeah?
You're not allowed to shear it. So as well, the halachas of Bechor are coming, so it's not, because it's coming from the Zaya, it still has both of Bechor. Okay, so now we have So now we have a clear cut raya, which always I understand. We go through all these shachna tires and the Pasha Brisa that says everything right there. Tashma, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Gamal, meaning, I have this Gamal. It looks like a camel that comes from kosher offspring. Gamal, Gamal. It says Gamal, Gamal in the Pasuk two times, right? The Pasuk is in the Yifu Yud Al Dalit. It says, Esa Gamal, Kimalagay Rahu, and then in Devarim again it says Gamal. Right, Achazelo Sofli Malagera praise Parsa Shua Efa Gamal. So why is it Gamal two times? Why is it twice mentioned the word Gamal? Echa Gamal Hanola Mila Gamal. One is talking about a camel that's more from a camel that you may not eat. The Echa Gamal Hanola Mila Para. And one is a camel that's born from the Para. It looks like, right? Somehow it's born from the Para. The Imrobso Verubo Domel Imo, but if it's similar in robe to the mother, then Mutter Bachila, clear-cut Raya, that he holds, Rosh Ruba was required in order for Mati Bachila as well. Shema Minah, Bachila Nami Boy Rishim Rosh Ruba, Shema Minah. Clear Raya right here, must be that the other Amorayim didn't know this Brisa, because this Brisa is a clear Raya. It says it right, straightforward, what Rosh Shimon holds. Okay. The Mishnah mentioned, Shayotzim in a Tamei, Tamei. Right, the Mishnah says that anything that came out from the Tamei is considered Tamei. So Boy Minei Mi Rav Sheshes. So Sheshes was asked the following question. Mei Raglayim Shel Chamor, the urine of a donkey, right? Mahu. Is that Mutter or Asur Bachila? For whatever reason. Is that Mutter or Asur Bachila? The Chamor is a non-kosher animal. Usually we say Yotzim Mi Tamei is Tamei. So what's the style here? So the Gemara asks, V'tivoy Lehu Susim Uglalim. Why are you only asking about the donkey? Why don't you ask the same thing about the urine of a horse or a camel? Why don't you ask about their urine? Right? Because the susim ugmalim lo mi bailu. When it yes, good question. I guess it's fine. Kol yotzim in a tar tar. Kol yotzim in a tar tar. Why would there be anything wrong with it? It's just smacked against what we think is being normal.
Right.
But why would there anything wrong with it?
Right. So what's
the shaila? So Gemara asks. The Gemara says, the susim of gamalim mami bailahu, when it comes to the horse and the camel, there's no shaila that it's definitely mutter. Why? Below akirin, because they're not, it's not dark. They're very, it's clear. Below damu l'chalav, and therefore they're not similar to the milk. They're not similar to the milk, meaning it's not processed in the body. It means maya o maya nofuk. The camels drink water, a lot of it, and it just excreted water. All it is excretion, the same water that came in, the same water that came out. And therefore there's no problem. But if it's like halal, that means it's processing the body. Now it's part of the body. So therefore, maybe that's why it would be not kosher. Kikam ibayilu, so the only shayla is the chamor. It's the chamor, da'akiri, that the urine is more cloudy, I guess. So v'domu l'chalav, and now maybe we say it's similar to the milk, and therefore it would be usher. So my, is it just water that comes in and goes out, or is it like the milk, which is processed in the body, which becomes part of the body and becomes usher, because it's a tamei animal. So migufa, so here's the study of the topic. Mikupa kamim say, does it sort of get processed in the body of Asire, and then it gets absorbed in the body, and then something happens to it, and then comes out, and therefore it's Asir? Oh, Dilma, what do we say about the Chamor, similar to the camel and the horse? Maya oil, Maya ul, Maya nup. That water went in, water went out. The Hadikiri, so why is it cloudy? Havla de Bisrahu. Something that the heat of the meat inside the body caused it to become cloudy. So Amalahu. So Rav Sheshes answers them, Tinisua, you can learn this from our Mishnah. Oh, maybe the article will help me out here. Because the Mishnah says, Shehayotze min hatame, tame. The hayotze min hatar tar. It uses the words min hatame and min hatar. And it doesn't say mitame lo kamar. It doesn't say mitame, it says min tame. Right? It's lo kamar. Ela min, right? It says min hatame. Vahaninami mina de tamehu. And this is also from the tamehu. It's min of the tamei, comes out from the tamei, and therefore it's usher. What's the difference between min and mi? What does he say? What's the difference? Right, Rashi says, mi tamei, right, the Rashi says, mi tamei, habi mashma mi gufo de tamei. But min tamei, mashma mino shal tamei, hain the double of olive. I don't know what the difference is.
So what is
min
of? It's really a type. And what is min from?
But min means the type.
Meaning product.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's the product of that which is tummy.
Okay.
And if it's tummy, it's not right to speak from the
So mitame means from just the goof itself, and min hatame means anything that it, that comes out from it. It doesn't have to be the actual body part. Okay?
No, one means type and one means sub.
Urine is not type of the body of the chamor.
No, he's saying urine.
It's the end result of something that comes in the of something that's inside the body.
It comes from a tummy.
And mitame means.
And mitame means that there is not called a tummy type.
No, the both come from the body itself. One is a byproduct of the animal.
No, he's saying
this.
And the other
thing
not.
Okay, I feel terrified. I'm completely getting it. I think one means. I think mitame maybe means that it actually is like it's taken off of the body, and mitame just means the product that comes out of the body.
Right.
Okay, so the ikad amri, and some say as follows. Right, some say not hairs that were splitting. The ikad amri, the susimu gemalim mokrivayhu. There was no silo when it comes to the horses and to the camels. The lo shasu inshi. No one drinks it. I mean, basically, the shaila is, and everyone agrees with us. No one drinks that. That's not shaila, and no one drinks it. So ki kami bayu de chamor. Only ask the shaila is gavi de chamor because the shasu inshi umali yakon. Apparently, donkey urine was good for jaundice. Yakon, I think, is jaundice, right? So my, what's the din? Maybe because the shtia is nechshevet kimashke. In other words, if no one drinks the cow from the horse or from the camel, that's not considered a food item. So you drink it, which what we said before, it's not food. It can't be usher. It's not food. Maybe it's kind of achshavei, maybe bottle dietary. I don't know. It's not considered a food. But if this other thing is used as for medicinal purposes, maybe it's considered a food item and it would be usher to have it. Now we must be talking about a cholos emos hakana. So if the cholos emos hakana, you probably can eat. You definitely can have it. That's what it has to be. So Amalu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes Tzitu, again, from our Mishnah, Hayotze Minat HaMeitame, Hayotze Minat Tor Torah, V'Hani Nami Mitame Ka'asu. These also come from the Tame animal, and therefore, they're Asr. I believe they're Asr. You're not allowed to drink it. So Mesme, the Gemara is going to ask now. We just basically said Rav Sheshes Din, who says, Yotze Minat Tame, right, even if it goes through the body, even if it doesn't go through the body, right? Even if the water comes in and comes out, yotze min hatameh is tameh. No good. What about honey? What about honey? Honey is kosher, and the bee is not a kosher animal. Honey is a secretion from the bees. So that, according to what Rav Yishesha said, it should be usher. Why do we know that's not? So meisvei b'pnei ma'amru dvash devorim mutter. Why is bee honey mutter? It comes out from the body of a bee, which is a sheret ha'of. The Gemara says b'pnei shemachnisos osam agufon. They take in, I guess, the nectar into the body. The im matzos osam agufon. They don't necessarily process it in the body. It comes out, I guess, a direct secretion. It just goes in and comes out, right? And therefore, it's mutter. But according to that, Rashi says it's usher because it's min hatamei. Or you could say that the urine is mutter also because it comes in and goes out. Why would it be usher? So the Gemara says no. When it comes to the bees, who the amar k'Rabbi Yaakov? He holds like Rabbi Yaakov. The Amar Duvsha Rachmana Sharia. There's a specific permit in the Torah regarding bees' honey. Really, the Ikkar Din, it should be also based on Rav Sheshes' Din of Kol Yotze Min HaTamei Tamei, but the bees is a special Zeus Akasiv. This time, let's learn this following Brysa. Rav Yaakov says, the Pasuk says, Ach Edzet Tokhu Mikol Sherat Ta'ok. Only this you may eat from any of the flying shrutim, right? It says, "Aholei chal arba, asherlo kroy mimalgaras ze ata ochel, vi ata ochel sheretz of tamei." This you may eat, but you may not eat the sheretz of tamei. So Gemara says, you may not eat the sheretz of tamei. Sheretz of tamei, the hedjukzir, a sheretz of tamei that's asher b'achil. We know it's specifically in the pasuk. Why are you darshening it from at ezel lo sochel mikol sheretz of? Sheretz of tamei, the hedjukzir, ella. Sheret of tamei yeta okel. You may not eat the sheret of tamei itself. Aval ota okel masha of tamei mashritz. But you're permitted to eat what the of tamei is, what the sheret of tamei is secreting. The ezer zeh. And what is that? Zeh dvash devorim. That is the dvash of bees. Yochel ab dvash hagozin vatsirin. Maybe even hornets and wasps. I don't know what the gazin and sirin are. Some sort of locust, I guess. How do you translate them? Locust. Okay, right? Maybe that would be mutter also. Mara says, no, amarta, low. Is it, no, only beef is mutter. I don't know what the drush is. So the Gemara then asks, Vares, Umara Isa Larabos Dvorim, why did you say, you have one drush that says, yeah, it's permitted, one drush that says it's not permitted, why did you choose the beef to be the one that's permitted? Umara Isa Larabos Dvorim, Ulahotzi Hagazim Hatsirin, Marba Ani Devash Dvorim, She'ain Lo Shem Levai. It doesn't have a corresponding name. It's just, honey is bee's honey. It doesn't have to be called bee's honey. Honey, stam honey is bee's honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, from the
honey
is from
the dates. Umotzi ani dvash gazin v'tzirin shishlam shem levai. Rashi says dvash stama karele. Dvash dorm is dvash stama. I don't know. So I'm going to exclude Dvash Gazim and Tzirim, Shishim Shem Levai. Those are called Dvash Gazim and Dvash Tzirim. Good question. I don't know. So he says, since it doesn't have a corresponding, you know, name, therefore that's the Stam Honey. Okay? So, Kaman Azla Haitaina. Who does the Haitaina? This brisa goes in accord with whose shita. It says dvash hagazin v'hatzirin tahor. The dvash of the gazin of tzirin is tahor, meaning it's not a kal tuma or muter b'achila. But if you have machshava, you can come into achila and it's allowed to eat it. The lo k'Rabbi Yaakov. It doesn't go according to Rabbi Yaakov, because Rabbi Yaakov says that these things are aser b'achila. So the Gemara says that the dvash, it said in the brisa dvash gazin v'tzirin is tahor. That means it's not a kal tuma. Alma boy machshava. In order to make it into food items, you have to have machshava, right? Tayin amihachim, a price like this as well, that devash b'kavarato, regular honey, bees honey, in the hive, that mitamei tumas ochlin shalom machshava. That is considered food item right away. It doesn't even need machshava. Why? Because it's kosher. So if it's food items right away, you don't need machshava to make it susceptible to mekavar tumah. Okay. Now, Gemara is going to be done with another item that seems to come out from a behema, whether you let them eat it or not, and I don't get it. Okay. Hani chali diyach mursa. Diyach mursa is some sort of kosher animal. I don't know what it is. But you have the chali. Chali seems to be, Rashi says, ke'en beitze zachar shehich muros motzios mirachmon. It looks like male testicles that come out of the rechem of this yachmura. Are you allowed to eat them? Right? Sava Rabban al-Memar, Rabbanan thought to say, Beinino, that these are aser, because these are actually, I guess, the testes of the male that somehow came out and went into her, and then she gave birth to them, and they're aser because they're even minachai. They came off from a live animal, and the Rashi seems to say. Some Rabbanan named Beinino, the asiran. So Amar of Safra, he says, no. It's not the case, rather than mutter to eat, because what it is, they're not the Beitzei Zachar, rather it's Zara de Ayala, who, the Azul Basra Ayalta, it is the, I guess, the semen of a ram that went after an Ayata, and I guess, the ID, the Rachma Lotzar Lomiz Dakaka, and I guess the Rechem of the female ram is not large enough to take in from the ram, the Azul Basra Yachmurta Benatri. So the ram went to the Yachmura, which I guess is similar to the female ram, and had relations there. And what this is, I guess, is all the semen that congealed in the body of the Yachmura. Rashi says, the Azul Basla Yosli Zakik La Vinatri Shofit Zera Habe Vinikrash. It ejaculated a lot of semen and it congealed. And that's the thing that came out. I don't know. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, or haba keneged pano shel chamor. There's some sort of skin or film that's on the face of a donkey when it's born. Mutter, you're allowed to eat it. My time, why did I eat it? Pir shel ba'almahu. It's just something else. It's pir shel ba'almahu. It's not considered part of the donkey itself. A donkey is not close to an animal. But what? That's something it's the amniotic sac, but it may not be, because it's, I mean, there's a machlokas whether it's the shayo or not. But we'll just leave it that it's something. it's something. So Amalei Rechizda, when Rechizda says Tanya, we have a brisa of the Mesayela that's going to support you that the ore that comes Pnei HaChamor is considered Perish Bulat. It's considered something separate. And what is that? Because the brisa says, Or Haba Kineg Panos Shel Adam. You have the same thing on a human. Bein Chai Bein Meis. Whether it's alive or dead, Tahor, you're allowed to eat it. It's not considered Tamei. And I guess it's not mitame, it's not mitame, you're not allowed to eat it, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not tame. So my love, when it says ben chai ben mes, my love ben hu, meaning the blood chai v'imo chaya, whether or not both the mother and the offspring are alive, ben hu mes v'imo mes, or both are dead, nevertheless, this or is mutter, and this or is not tame, seeing that it's not part of the offspring. And it's not part of the offspring, so it's not metame by a human, and it will be mutter b'achila by the donkey, because it's not part of the offspring. The Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the case. Bein hu chai v'imo mesa, bein hu mes v'imo chai. One of them has to be alive, right? Meaning that it comes from both of them, I guess. I don't know. It's just that it comes from both of them, whether it's from the mother or from the offspring. It's not considered orsho mes until both of them die. If both of them die, then it's considered orshal mace, because it belongs to both of them. So therefore, there's no raya for the donkey, because here we're talking that it's only considered tahor if either both are alive, if one of them has to be alive, or the donkey, where it's dead. All right, v'hatanya, but then we have a bright that says, beinu chai v'imo chai v'beinu mace v'imo mace. No, we have a bright that says complete opposite, that no matter what, the shilya of this human is not mitame. No matter what, so itani tani. If that's the case, it's in a bryce, and then we do have a raya that this shulya, the amniotic sac that you are calling it, it would be mutter b'achila. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, a lot of this stuff the science is. Tell me the science. Go back to it first. That you're comfortable with. Dag tamei, a non-kosher fish, shebola dag tahor, that swallows a kosher fish. What's the story with the kosher fish that's inside, that's inside? Mutter b'achila. You are permitted to eat it. But daktar shabalik taktameh, a kosher fish swallows a non-kosher fish. The non-kosher fish inside is asr b'achila. Why? Lefi she'eno gidulo. Because the internal fish, it doesn't come from the external of the fish. It was swallowed. It wasn't created by the fish. It's its own entity. So if it's kosher, it's kosher. If it's not kosher, it's not kosher. So Gemara says, it says Dak Tomei Shebala Tar. So Rashi says Mashma the Yode Vale Shebala. It's Mashma, you know that it actually was swallowed. Taima the Chazinon Devala. The only reason why it's mutter is because you saw it get swallowed. I saw the non-kosher fish swallow the kosher fish. But Halo Chazin Devala. Had I not seen it actually swallow it, I would say the kosher fish inside is Aser. Why? Amrei Ashrutse Ashrutz. We would think that the larger tummy fish secreted this fish inside it, and therefore would be usher if it didn't call it tummy, call it in the tummy. Rashi says, Dag tummy, Ashrushi Ashrutz, Dag Tar, Zeshkin Stoka tummy, Nishrutz Megufo, the Iburu of usher. It's its fetus. Okay, so Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that we have to be Choshesh that the dog was born from the other fish? This Sanya, with the following Brysa. Dag tamei mashritz, non-kosher fish reproduce with embryos, and dag tahor not till beitzim. But kosher fish, they reproduce by laying eggs. And it says dag tamei Rashi says dag tamei mashritz bigufo ubro kishar mehim b'chaya. I don't think that's correct. I don't know. Don't all fish lay eggs? Sharks don't. Dolphins. Mammal, right? Sharks are. They give birth. What is that? So is that possible? So all non-kosher fish give. I don't know. So dag tahor matil beitzim. So ihaki, if that's the case, if that's the case, he has the whole thing on the next part. Ihaki ki chazina devala. Who cares that we saw it swallow? So we saw it swallow a fish. Who says that that's the kosher fish that comes out? Who says that that's the fish that swallows? You have to be kosher, that maybe it gave birth inside. He ate that one, and this is what he was mattress. how do you know that the one that comes out is the one that was swallowed? So Amar Rav Sheshet, he goes, no, a bunch of answers how you know that what came out was a swallowed one as opposed to being the offspring of the non-kosher fish. Amar Rav Sheshet, Kigon Shematzo Derech Beis Harei. You find the Dag Tahor in the Beis Harei as opposed to finding it in the Rechem. You find it in the Beis Harei. Or a couple of Amar Kigon Shematzo Derech Beis Ablia. I found it in the throat as opposed to finding it in the womb. Rav Nachman Amar Kigon Shematzo Shalem. I found it complete. It's complete in Nigmar Tzura. As opposed to the fact that when it's given birth, if it's gestating, it's not in complete form yet.
We're also assuming it's the same human fish. What? Same
species of fish. Well, it can't be the same, because one's tummy, one's taller.
So, what's
the reason? I don't know. Well, actually, how do you have, this bothers you now, we just had cows given birth to donkeys.
Yeah, but fish don't procreate like that.
Okay. Unlike cows who give birth to camels.
No, but the physical activity can happen, the fish can't.
Well, they're saying that the fish by the dark tummy can. Right.
What was that?
Rav Ashi Amar, Rov Dagim B'minan Mashritzin, U'Kamisha Balafalena Dami. This is what Stewie says. Rav Ashi says, no, that most fish, when they're Mashritz, they're Mashritz the fish that looks, that is it. Right? Rov Dagim. Rav Ashi says, Haydik Tani Shabala came in the Rov Dagim B'minan Mashritzin, V'zeh Hishrits Min Acher, K'mok Shabala B'Tanein Odami. You don't even need to know that it was swallowed. If I see that it gave birth, this is your answer, Stewie.
Yeah.
I see that it gave birth to something not dissimilar to it, I know it was swallowed. Because it only...
Like
I don't know, that's the same thing. Okay? Tana Rabbanim. So the Brayso says, Dag Tamei Mashritz. A non-kosher fish is Mashritz. It gives birth to the Rechem, and like animals. And Dag Tahor Matil Beitzim. And Dag Tahor is the one, it lays eggs. Now, Mishnah Raisa says, Kol Hamolid, anything that gives birth, as opposed to laying eggs, anything that gives birth, right, Menik, it nurses. Anything that gives birth nurses. The Kol Hamatil Beitzim, and anything that lays eggs, Milaket, gathers food for its young, but doesn't nurse. Chutz Min Atalek, except for the back. Sha'afal Pisha Metil Beitzim, that even though it lays eggs, it's Menik, it nurses. Now, bats nurse. That's true. Bats are mammals. Bats do not lay eggs. That question. 980 species of bats. I looked it up. None of them lay eggs.
How many?
So 980. Approximately 980 species of bats. None of them lay eggs. So, okay. You can answer a few things. You can answer that. What? You can answer our science. You have all the sheetahs. It's a mammal. You have all the sheetahs about science and Torah. You can say that it is.
Athlete
is a bat. What else is it?
I don't know.
So if it's not a bat, then it's a bird, then it's not nursing.
Then
either way, it's off.
Maybe it's just a mouse with wings.
Right, so you can say that in Stano Atepo. You can say, what did Rashi say? Atalef, Rashi says Atalef is, Manach, look at Rashi. Kalbo Shoritz. Domala Akbar, Vigish Lokanotim. It's a bat. So you can say either science is wrong. You can say Nishtana Teva. You can say that was the same thing we said with the half mouse, the half flesh was that.
This
was their scientific knowledge at the time, and it's not correct.
Read the note before the eye.
Yeah?
As far as you know, they, of the hundreds of recognized species of bats, no one lay eggs. There are, however, two mammals that do lay eggs and have mammary glands. Platypus and the echidna,
okay.
Both native in Australia.
Okay, possible. Slipman quotes those two as well. He says that here's a raya to go by the sheet of Shem Shokral Hirsch, that there may not have been the Masora of science. They knew the science of the time, as opposed to knowing all the time. I think the best raya is that if they were used at the time, they were using this different types of science, then they would have been quacks. You have to use the science at your time. Okay, let's just go two more minutes. Hadolphinim. The dolphinim, Torin Viravim Gnadodim. They procreate like people. Ma dolphinim, what are dolphinim? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bnei Yama. They're Bnei Yama. Rashi says they're mermaids. Dagim Yesh Bayam, Shechetzim Tzuz Adam, Lechetzim Tzuz Dav. They're mermaids. Okay?
See the laws there?
No.
Tiger?
The last Sarina. Oh, very good. Okay. Kol, it says again, Kol Shebeitza Bachus. Anyone whose their testes are outside, Moli. That gives birth. The Kol Shebifnim, testes are inside, like birds,
Matil Beit Shemesh. Is that true, Amy? Lomer Shmuel Avaz. You have the Avaz and the Avaz Bar. I don't know, the Avaz is a duck. What's the Avaz?
Goose.
You have the goose and the wild goose. Right? They climb Zebazet. You can't mate each other. They climb. Vavinabam. We asked them, my timer, why they call Kalayim. And Amar Abaye, because there, the Avaz Bar, the wild goose, Beit Shemesh Bachot, Teshis are outside. The Zeb, Beit Shemesh Zim. They're inside. The Tavayim Atili Beit Shemesh. But you just said if the testes are outside, you procreate. So much. No. Ella, kol shezachrusom yochutz. If the aver is outside the body, that's moly. Midifnim matzil beitzim. If the aver is inside, that's matzil beitzim. That's the Gemara today. Have a wonderful day.